Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM, firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got an outstanding show coming up for you today, but first I want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Fantabulous Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline's Counseling Services, and the Veterans 211 Hotline.
And, of course, we want to thank all our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone or your mobile devices at FM Talk 106.5. We've got a packed show coming up for you tonight. So if we can't get to everything or you'd like more information, you can always check out the stack at scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. Tom, it's hard to believe. We're already at the end of January.
I know it's flying, man. It's flying.
Yeah, well, you know, they say, you know, as you get older, that that time goes by faster. So right about now, it's like light speed for you, isn't it?
Man. Me and Charlie's having trouble even talking because we're scared that we're going to miss a word because time's going by so fast.
But, you know, it's kind of hard to believe that here we are a month into 2020 already. And, you know, we've covered a lot of ground already here on SVN. The funny thing is, Tom, we're coming up, our anniversary on air is coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Oh, Lord. What has it been, about 5 years?
Well, maybe in Tom years.
Years. Okay. Now, it's 10, isn't it, or 11?
Yeah, we will have
somewhere.
Been, 11.
Oh, yeah, 11. 11. My goodness. I don't how, but
yep.
I don't so, really have 10 yeah, figures, Cal.
Well, yeah, and we don't want to be taking off those shoes in the studio.
No, hell no.
But anyway, we've got a great show coming up for you later on SBN. We'll talk with Mr. Daniel Mahari from the upcoming Wounded Warriors Banquet. He'll give us some information on that. We'll also speak with Quartermaster Rusty Doss from VFW Post 7320 out of Saraland. A lot of good things going on out there. He'll get us up to speed on that. Also, the latest controversy over the tanker contract with Boeing. And, you know, Tom, I mentioned that we're coming up on our anniversary on air. I think Boeing is coming up on their anniversary with this contract, and they still can't produce a tanker.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Also, we'll take a little return to Auschwitz 75 years later. Also, Tom's tirade on the blood of traitors. It's a good one you don't want to miss. But first, it is a pleasure to be joined on SBN, as always, by Mr. Nick DiMario from Ed's Seafood Shed. Nick, welcome to the Scuttlebutt.
What's going on, guys?
Man, I tell you what, Dick, we've had the occasion to go over and participate in some of the new menu at fabulous Seafood Shed, and I had a young lady over there the other day, and she says, you know what, I'm glad you brought me over here. They've done something to this gumbo, and I love it.
Yeah, it's the place is, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's a new year or the new menu or whatever's going on. We've put a lot of hard work in the last 2 years, but we've erupted, and We have a lot of good things going on with the team, and they've done a really good job working together, and not only the new menu, but some of the cool new drinks. The Jamie's doing all kinds of versions of the popular Bushwhacker. You know, she actually had 1,300 views on one of her things on Instagram. It was pretty neat.
That's unbelievable. Yes, indeed. But, you know, that's the thing that I have admired about your organization over there is the fact that you actually have designated trainers to train the new people that are coming on board. I thought that was very unique.
Well, that's how we do it. That's how we do all of our restaurants. We, you know, we go through an orientation and we set the expectations. We try to hire the best people out there to deliver our vision as a group, and then food and service and hospitality, and then train them up.
Right. Well, you know, that's the place to do it, and that's the place to determine whether or not that they can meet your criteria, that what y'all require in your services and serving the public. So I would think on most occasions you can usually weed out problems that you might have just in having the classes and having the direction of a good supervisor working with them.
Yeah, we've been very lucky. All four of our restaurants, from Squid Ink to Panini Pete's to Sunset Point and Ed's, we just have really, really great people. They're our biggest asset. We're just blessed to have them aboard, and they all take it pretty serious and show a lot of pride.
Well, in that regard, what about the new pasta restaurant at Panini's in Fairhope?
It's coming, man. You know, the right side's done, and the left side will be finished in the next few weeks, and we're scaling the menu, and it's going to be I think it's going to be something special as it relates to, you know, our forte being Italian. Pete, been doing it a long time. Right. I have a lot of experience with, especially my last name, and I feel like we're going to make a mark doing Panini Pete's and pasta, and I'd say, you know, 5-6 weeks we should be flipping some pans.
And I tell you what, you could just get your dad to come over there and he could be your number one tester.
I don't want to scare everybody. Oh, God.
Oh, your dad, he's an awesome gentleman, though, and, you know, a great veteran with himself and a great policeman and investigator up there in the Philadelphia, New Jersey area. So, yeah, he knows.
Yeah, I'm lucky to have him, man. He's down here every day. He listens to your show. He's probably listening right now.
Hey, great
guy.
I
appreciate the shout out to him for sure.
Right, right. And we have prayers to go out for you and your scenario that you're working under right now. And we appreciate you taking the time to step out and give us a little shout out here tonight and let us know.
Hey, no problem, man. I appreciate all that y'all do and have a great show. And I hope your tirade goes well.
Oh, yeah. We go kick some butt and take some names. You know that.
All right, buddy. Thank you much.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick. Awesome gentleman from Ed's Seafood Shed and Panini Pete's, a conglomerate of restaurants over there. And, he is like the hands-on guy. He's the number one operator. And where Pete is, he's an awesome chef, and he's an awesome guy in running a fine organization. But you've got to have somebody to make it work, and Nick's that man. You there, Cal?
So Tom, what you're saying is, Nick is like the 95% of the scuttlebutt.
Well, Sean throwed that on us the other day over there. I think it really should be the other way. I'm the 5%. I'm the agitator.
Definitely the agitator. I think that's what Sean was trying to do.
I hadn't missed
the other day when we were over at Ed's.
Yep.
but no, it's great to have partners. Like the folks over at Ed's. Not only is it a great restaurant, but they do a great job for our veterans, our first responders, military. You and I were over there the other day, and they covered, they always give a great discount and take care of our military and veterans. So we appreciate them and everything that they do, and we appreciate Nick joining us. Hey, on the other side of the break, Mr. Daniel Mahery from the Wounded Warrior Banquet coming up soon. We'll talk about it when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans. For the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM, firing shots heard around the world. At scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. If you like to listen on demand, our regularly aired programs are up via podcast on most of the normal podcasting sites out there. Just search Scuttlebutt or SBN. If you like to listen to Tom's tirade via podcast, and yeah, it is out there. The voice of rage and reason is up via podcast.
And Daniel's on the phone with us too, Cal.
Okay, oh, great. Well, it's up via cast on most of the podcasting sites as well. You can again just search Scuttlebutt SBN Tom's Tirade, and it's out there. But it's a pleasure to be joined by Mr. Daniel Mahery from the upcoming Wounded Warrior Banquet. Daniel, welcome to the Scuttlebutt.
Daniel, how you doing, big guy?
Doing great. How y'all doing? We just got through eating here at the Creek Bank Restaurant in Wiggerville.
Oh, my goodness.
We had to have this place wrapped up and probably more than that. So, I'm gonna need y'all to come up here and pay the bill. That's why I'm hanging out. Can y'all?
Oh, yeah, we can do that. Yeah. Do they
accept dishwashers? Give me your credit card number over the phone.
Huh? Yeah, we sent Cal up. He's younger. Right? Yeah, he can do dishwashing.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of dishwashing. As many fellas, we had all the wounded warriors here tonight, and then of course all the grips, the volunteers.
Oh my goodness!
And a few more fellas.
Yeah.
So we had a packed house, but everybody has got their assigned person to go hunting with in the morning, and they're leaving out. Some of them are starting to leave out at 4:30, and some of them is going to be leaving out around 6:00.
Woo, that's so early. But that's right. That's hunting, isn't it? That's like being in service.
Yes, sir. I believe the ones leaving at 4:30 is going to use a light on that situation.
I would think so. Well, Daniel, give us a little bit of insight about what the Wounded Warrior Adventures program is, and the fact that you're having it this Saturday, February the 1st, at 6 p.m. at the Chatham Community Center. And why are y'all having it there?
That basically winds the Chatham Community Center basically winds down. Basically almost a week-long event. We bring in wounded vets from all over the country. We got some in from Texas and Louisiana this time, Georgia and Arkansas. So and we hunt them. Of course, we got some from Alabama. But we hunt them all week. Matter of fact, we kind of snuck in a few hunts today. And then we start tomorrow, hunt Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then, of course, Saturday afternoon, the way we help raise the money to pay for this event is
at Jackson Community Center. Like I said, we have a dinner that honors the vets. And matter of fact, the Chatham Community Center, yeah. And we have a dinner to honor the vets. You pay 25 at the gate, 20 advance, and you get a great meal. Plus, we have an auction. And, of course, we have a little bit of music.
Right.
But the main thing is we have some of the vets give their testimony.
Right. That's awesome.
And,
well, we had the occasion to have our local vet on, out of the Mobile area that is up there with you, and that's our wounded Green.
Yes, sir.
It's with you. And
well, he come up early today, and I snuck him over to a place to hunt, and he seen four deer. And I said, well, you shoot one? I said, he said, no. I said, well, I can only lead you to water. I can't make you drink.
It acts like he doesn't know how to fire a rifle or something, huh?
Well, he's you know, a couple of them last year shot him in two, and both ends got away, so he might have been one of them.
Oh, my God. that's hard to believe, but it was really neat to see all the things that you guys are doing up there. And now, the banquet, which is what we're trying to promote here on
yes,
the fact that we really need the people to come to the banquet in Chatham if they can and partake of this meal. Do you have any idea what the menu will be there?
Oh, yes, sir. Pulled pork,
okay.
Boston butts. We have a dessert company that's making all the desserts, coleslaw, baked beans. So far, the fellow that we got cooking the Boston butt is probably the best we've ever had.
Right.
He is absolutely incredible doing that. His nickname is Hot Dog, but I explain that to you later.
Yeah, okay.
But let me tell you, we bring these veterans, again, we work all year. We try to raise the money. A lot of folks says, man, it takes thousands. It does, but it takes people willing to give $5,
$10,
right. $100. You know, one person out here that's probably listening could probably afford to do this whole thing for 10 years.
Sure.
But always remember, it don't have to be that person. It has
right.
to be willing vessels that's willing to help, willing to volunteer. And the main thing is showing up. The biggest thing is we do this whole thing and we said, hey, at the end of this, we want everybody to show up and show our respect to
right.
the veterans, and nobody show up at Chatham Community Center. How bad would it look for our community?
Oh,
how
yeah.
bad would it look for Mobile County,
that's
Washington
so true.
County, Clark County?
Well, you know? Now, the other
so
thing
we need these people to show up.
All right,
and
Daniel.
Come and hear the, yes, sir.
How can we donate if people want to make a donation to it? They're not able to participate and come to the Chatham Community Center there Saturday. Is there any way that they can get online or go to GoFundMe account or something?
They can actually call me. I can give you the phone number, and you can maybe say it a few times. You can call me or get in touch with Mr. Wayne Blackwell. But call me or my wife Nancy. But my phone number is 251-769-1701. If you got a pen, you can write that down. I'll say it again.
I got it.
251-769-1701.
All right, and that the name is Daniel, and you can tell the people how to send the money there or how to get it to you.
Yes, sir. That's how we can do it, and we will go ahead and tell you. Everybody that's up here doing this is completely 100% volunteers.
It's all volunteers, true. Right.
Yes, sir. And nobody in the organization gets a salary. Nobody takes money out of the organization. It 100%
right
goes back. Not 50%, not 90%. But 100% of everything we take in, we do everything we can.
Well, let me clarify that for you.
With these vets.
Let me clarify that for you. There is a Wounded Warrior Project that
yes,
hasn't
sir.
Had some real good publicity over the years and as the way they spent their money. But this is not the Wounded Warrior Project.
No, sir. We're a grassroots organization that
right.
started right here in Washington County. And the way it started was I hosted a hunting show on the Pursuit Channel called Crossroad Adventures, and I got to hanging out with some vets. And again, they had been done wrong with an organization. You said the name of it. I won't say the name of it.
All right.
And they asked us, would we come on board and help them hunt these vets that really need to be hunted and hunt them 100% legit where whatever they want to do, you know, it ain't somebody ain't going to have their thumb on them.
Right.
You know, and
right.
we started that, and right in the middle of it, we got the organization started. Then we got the 501c3, of course. It's 100% nonprofit, so everything can be tax deductible.
All right, that's neat.
And then, of
man.
Course, for this yeah. hunt, you know, for this particular hunt that we do here, the St. Stephens Historical Park in St. Stephens, Alabama, they come together with us and they partnered with us, and they give the cabins to the vets, so that saves a ton of money.
Right,
and of course,
right.
part of the proceeds from this particular hunt goes back toward the park, also to keep our park open. So
right.
it is a win-win situation for us here in Washington County.
Right. Well, if you don't have the park, then you don't have a place for these vets to bunk down and
right.
sleep.
We would actually be broke.
There you go. You wouldn't be able to do
this
it.
One hunt.
Right.
If we actually had to put them in motels and stuff like that.
Yes, right.
It would cost us a ton of money.
All right, buddy. We appreciate it. We're about to run out of time here. Looking forward to seeing you. I'll be up there Saturday and hang out with you.
I will see you Saturday. And everybody that heard us tonight, please come up to me Saturday and shake my hand and come and shake these veterans' hand and be a part. Not just be in the audience, be a part of this situation with
Amen.
Us. And we sure do appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Wounded Warriors
yes,
Adventures.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a blessed night.
Yes, sir. You too. All right. Cal, you want to close?
What, Tom, what an incredible story up there. I mean, it's just a grassroots organization. Folks coming out to help our veterans. So get up there if you can. We'll try to post some information on our Facebook page about the event coming up and the contact information if you'd like to donate. On the other side of the break, Rusty Doss from VFW Post 7320 when we return to the Scuttlebutt.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. A voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM, firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Hey, you can always check us out on Facebook. We're going to try to post some of the information on the upcoming Wounded Warriors event there. You can also check us out on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SVN.
And we certainly want to thank the fine folks that continue to help make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifelines Counseling Services, and the Veteran 211 Hotline.
And it is a privilege to be joined by Mr. Rusty Doss, quartermaster for the VFW Post 7320 in Saraland. Rusty, thank you for your being here. Thank you for your service.
Hey, Cal, Tom, thank you for having me on your show. It's good to talk to you guys.
What can we do for you to help you guys up at Post 7320 in Saraland, Rusty?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think you guys do a lot for the veterans as a whole, listening to your show and everything. But our post, you know, we're VFW Post 7320 in Saraland. And right now, we're having a membership drive. There's some things that, you know, we wanted to communicate to everyone, you know, is that we are not just a VFW that, you know, is a, we're not just a bar. VFW, we support community services and programs for a lot of different things and a lot of different people. But our membership right now, I'm sure you guys are aware, you know, our combat veterans just are not growing on trees.
Right.
So our thing is that we're having a membership drive. And if you are a combat veteran, if you're not already affiliated with a local VFW within our district, 8, you're in the southeast, then, you know, come join us. We'd be happy to have you down there. So,
Rusty, do you have any requirements in the VFW as to whether or not you're talking about combat veterans? Can a guy just be a veteran, even though he wasn't in a war?
Well, yes, sir. Tom, we do. The VFW is Veterans of Foreign War.
Right.
So on our applications, it actually asks, you know, what your theater was or where you actually served.
Okay.
And so it is kind of, it's a little bit different than the American Legion.
Right.
I used to be an officer at the American Legion.
Well, that and the Marine Corps League as well.
You know, I'm sorry?
I said that as well as the Marine Corps League. If you're a Marine, then you can join the Marine Corps League. But I know that even the American Legion post had some year spans in there where they weren't, if you didn't fall in that category, then they wouldn't take you as a member. But I think they've changed that due to the fact that they don't have a lot of members.
Yes, sir. And I think a lot of these organizations, I would be honest with you, I think that the VFW as a whole are struggling for the membership, although we've got all of these men and women that are still currently serving.
Sure.
We've got a lot of folks out there that have served and have done their time.
Right.
And may or may not be a part of a VFW post.
Yeah.
But, well, it's, you know.
Well, we've got so many, Rusty, we've got so many of the guys that have been to.
There's so much that the VFW offers, you know, for the, you know, community and through our programs, for the schools.
Right.
You know, we're out there for the veterans. You know, we are not just a place, it's not a smoky old bar.
Right.
You know, we have such a nice post up there. You know, we have a meeting hall. We host many organizations, you know, from wedding receptions to special events, Mardi Gras organizations, benefits for those in need. We've got a 250 capacity back there. Do flag disposals. You know, we have a box that's been donated. A lot of people don't know what to do with their old flags.
Right.
They fly
right.
Their yard.
Yep.
But we have that that's been donated by our local Boy Scout troop. So.
All right. Is there a nominal fee that you guys charge for this?
Well, yes, sir. As far as membership, if they can come in or they can go on VFW.org and fill in, the only thing that we really require is a DD-214.
Right.
That we can verify that they've had the service, and we'll send that in. But the annual fee is $35.
Okay.
Lifetime membership fees are based on age.
Age, right. Okay. All right, now let's repeat that again on where they can go to find these membership forms and are a couple of phone numbers from you guys, or at least one phone number where somebody could reach you if they wanted to you know, come over and join that organization.
Yes, sir. They could go online at just the VFW.org, or they could go to our site, which is VFW07320.org.
Okay.
And that would let them, and but I would, our local number, we open at 1 o'clock every day.
All right.
What is it? Local number, of course, 251-679-1188.
1188.
Okay.
679-1188. All right. So you're having this recruiting drive ongoing now for a while?
Yes, sir. We are. And we've got some other upcoming events as well, you know, in our meeting hall. But, you know, our push is for community service, our programs, and our membership. But I would like to to say that we have got, our members are so super special. We've even got a World War II person.
Okay.
And we've got a couple of Korean veterans. A lot of them are from Vietnam. We have Desert Storm. We have OIF, OEF. So there's a lot of good people there, but we're family. But our guests that come in there support this post in so many ways. And
that's a nice post. I've been there.
Our auxiliary, our ladies auxiliary, is just phenomenal. I think we have the best ladies auxiliary.
You better. You better recognize those ladies. Yep. All right, Rusty. Appreciate you being on here tonight. And if you got anything outstanding, adventurous here in the very near future, let us know. And we'd like to try to help get your word out for you guys.
Well, listen, I certainly appreciate you guys. Thank you for what y'all do.
Well, we're just trying, man. You know, a couple old jar heads just trying to make a little noise out here. 251.
Doing a great job. Please come and join us.
Thank you, sir.
Tom and Cal.
679-1188. 679-1188. VFW Post 7320 out in the Saraland area.
So you can ask for Rusty or our commander is Norm.
Thank you, sir. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, guys. You do the same.
All right. Go ahead, Mr. Cal.
You know, Tom, this is the heart of what we do here in Southeast Alabama. It's veterans helping veterans.
Right.
And nothing better than what you just heard from Rusty and the guys with the VFW up there in Saraland. So we thank him for being on with us and thank them for all they do for, like he said, their community. On the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on the blood of traitors. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Well, listeners to SBN may not be surprised that I've been a supporter of President Trump since this election and have been more than pleased with his decisions and achievements when it comes to our military and veterans. I believe that this extends to his recent orders to bring our troops home from endless wars in the Middle East, specifically Syria and other around this world. Oh, wait a minute. Did I offend someone for telling the truth? Oh, what the hell? I might as well not stop there. As President Trump starts to put his 2020 campaign into high gear with numerous sold-out rallies throughout the nation, it has become more and more apparent that his opponents in the Communist Democratic Party, the never-Trumpers, the Pierre Delecto shadow twits, and the complicit mainstream media have not recovered the fatal night in November 2016, which propelled Donald Trump into the White House as the commander-in-chief. Their never-ending search for the spy who loved him from Russia to the white robes hidden back in the closet of his Mar-a-Lago estate to the current attempt to make a quid pro quo out of a simple favor to get to the root of 2016 election collusion between the Dems and the Ukraine demonstrate the depths to which the Trump derangement syndrome is a real and ongoing state of the mental instability for those who would topple a duly elected president. In many ways, we have not seen the likes of this behavior since the heydays of the counterculture in the late 60s and early 70s, when anti-establishment became a buzzword of the tumultuous 1960s. Young people raised in comparative luxury saw many wrongs perpetrated by society and began to question the establishment. Contentious issues including the ongoing Vietnam War with no clear goal or end point, the constant military buildup, and diversion of funds for the Cold War, perpetual widespread poverty being ignored, festering race issues, a stultifying education system, repressive laws, and harsh sentences for casual drug use, and a general malaise among the older generation. But on the other side, middle America saw the younger generation as spoiled, drugged out, sex-crazed, unambitious slackers. Wow. It's hard to believe that no one has duplicated that description for today's youth. Oh, wait, I just did. Anyhow, many of those today's left, including Antifa, the Squad, and the American-hating communists in the Democratic Party, undoubtedly yearned for the days of Woodstock and the Summer of Love. They longingly looked to the iconic people and places of those days to bring about the passion needed to topple Trump and restore the ruling class to their supposedly rightful place with their boot on the throat of the American people. Fortunately for them, one of the great traitors to America has stepped out of the ashes to lead their cause. That's right, Jane Fonda. She was arrested on Friday night after declaring she took time off from her Netflix series to spend months engaging in political activism. Fonda was among 16 people arrested on the Capitol steps Friday, according to a video which shows U.S. Capitol Police on Washington, D.C. appearing to take Fonda into custody with her hands zip-tied behind her back as a crowd of onlookers cheered. Hoorah! The actress was charged with, quote, crowding, obstructing, or incommoding. Reportedly, she was participating in a climate change protest. The arrest came after Fonda, a liberal Hollywood celebrity long known for activism and outspokenness, said she soon planned to leave Tinseltown and relocate to the nation's capital, at least temporarily. And according to the Los Angeles Times, the 81-year-old actress had a goal in mind, to get arrested, which she did. Of course, one might want to ask Fonda, who has actually been dead since 2002, how she thought her flight across America from the left coast to D.C. impacted her overall carbon footprint, and if she might consider moving into the streets of San Francisco to reduce her bloated signature in Hollywood. Of course, Fonda is no stranger to controversial activism, having guarding her nickname, Hanoi Jane, while giving aid and comfort to the North Vietnamese. Jane Fonda chose to be a traitor and went to Hanoi, wore the uniform of the enemy, propagandized for the communists, and urged American soldiers to desert. As our troops were being tortured and some of the POWs murdered, she called them liars. After her heroes, the North Vietnamese communists, took over South Vietnam, they systematically murdered 80,000 South Vietnamese political prisoners. May their souls rest on her head forever. History is a heavy sword in the hands of those who refuse to forget it. In 1975, after the fall of the South Vietnam government, Fonda returned to Hanoi with her newborn son, Troy, for a celebration in her honor for the work she had done for North Vietnam. During the celebration, her son was christened after a Viet Cong hero, Guyen Van Troy, who had attempted to assassinate Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara while on his visit to South Vietnam in 1963. There are those that believe that Jane Fonda was simply young and impressionable. Fact is, Jane Fonda was 34 years old when she made her infamous trip to North Vietnam and was in her 30s when she participated in anti-war demonstrations and rallies. During this same time period, a large number of young American soldiers who had not yet reached their 21st birthday were fighting the war in Vietnam and were held accountable for all of their actions. These same young soldiers were, upon their return to the United States, still not of legal age to vote or buy alcoholic beverages, and many were spat upon or worse by the peacenik hippies wandering the streets of Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco. Fortunately for the cause of freedom and the future of our nation, those soldiers turned veterans are now the very guardians of the liberty for which they fought so valiantly. Though they may not be as lean as when they returned home, they are just as mean and are mad as hell at those as such as Fonda and Sanders and Warren and the AOC squad. Those who couldn't run a lemonade stand, but who seem to want to tell the rest of America how to live. In the face of the communist left, we stand as patriots in defense of this nation. Yes, a great nation. Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots." Unfortunately for Fonda and her ilk, it can also be refreshed with the blood of traitors. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. Oh, did I tell you can follow me on Twitter? It's at Topicus Catechus.
Where's your drill sergeant, man?
Forward up, sir!
So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, yeah!
That's the fact, yeah!
Be
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on this Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, on 106.5 and streaming live on scuttlebuttnetwork.com, along with Tom Claxton, Cal Walters, a couple of Marines, with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and the fighting spirit to keep it. Yeah, you know, Tom, good tirade there.
Oh, man, that was a butt kicker there, you know. It's one that we played back, originated back several months ago when all of that happened with her getting arrested and all up there. But it's certainly still timely with all of the participants that we mentioned there. So I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my new Twitter name.
Well, you know, and of course, we are 75 years into the liberation of Auschwitz.
Right.
And of course, I don't, Tom, I haven't heard a whole lot about it in the mainstream media. But when you think about the fact that you've got the liberator from Auschwitz, mainly our servicemen.
Right.
And it is awesome to think that you're talking about they're going back to Auschwitz 75 years later.
Right. That's so true.
And nobody's talking about it.
No, I hadn't heard a word about it, Cal.
But, you know, it is awesome. It is one of those things that we will bring forth. Yeah, Stone says, and it's great.
Okay.
Because it's a good thing that we're back there, and many of those who were there in Auschwitz are now going back to just basically, I guess, Tom, they're there to record their memories.
Right. Yep. Well, get a little peace of mind, but, you know, before, the, you know, because all of them are probably in their 90s.
Well, I'm not going to talk about 90s with you.
All right.
But that's going to bring us to the end of tonight's Scuttlebutt Network radio program. We thank you for joining us. May God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hurrah!